I remember, just speaking about gifts, I'll just tell you a story. This is how card collecting has meant to me. And then one day I got a chance to meet Bob Gibson on this show. He came on our show. But I'll never forget in the 1960s, 1969, I was just a little, about 6 years old, and we were going, I'm a Cub fanatic, and we're going to Wrigley Field to watch the Cubs. And I'm like, Dad, I could hardly wait today to go up and see the Cubs and see Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and Randy Hundley. And he said, Don, today we're not going to see the Cubs play. We're going to see Bob Gibson pitch. That's what I'm talking about. It was those kind of stories. And I'd be like, well, Dad, what do you mean? What's so great about Bob Gibson? He said, well, last year he had a 1.12 ERA, threw 13 shutouts in 1 year. And from that day on, I went and saw Bob Gibson beat the Cubs 2-1. From that day on, I was a Bob Gibson fanatic. That's the kind of memories that ball cards make for you. That's the kind of enjoyment. My father and I could sit and talk about baseball all day long, and you're going to get nothing but baseball. All day, every day.